The program provides for administrative disposition of cases involving draft evaders and military deserters, not yet convicted or punished. In such cases, 24 months of alternate service will be required, which may be reduced for mitigating circumstances. The program also deals with cases of those already convicted by a civilian or military court. For the latter purpose, I am establishing a clemency review board of 9 distinguished Americans whose duty it will be to assist me in assuring that the government's forgiveness is extended to applicable cases of prior conviction as equitably and as impartially as is humanly possible. The primary purpose of this program is the reconciliation of all our people and the restoration of the essential unity of Americans, within which honest differences of opinion do not descend to angry discord, and mutual problems are not polarized by excessive passion. Signing of an executive order for the Director of Selective Service, who will have a prime responsibility in the handling of the matters involving alternate service. Thank you very much.
So President Ford has signed his amnesty proclamation. Basically, his program calls for 2 years of alternate service for both draft evaders and military deserters. That 2-year period could be reduced given mitigating circumstances, as the White House puts it. Draft evaders are to contact U.S. attorneys in their local districts, deserters to contract their parents' services. He also established a clemency board to review the cases of those already convicted and or in jail or dishonorably discharged in connection with delinquent military service. And under this program, all those affected, and there are thousands, would have until next January 31st, 1975, to take advantage of the plan. We'll have details tonight on the CBS Evening News of the President's amnesty plan. This is Barry Serafin, CBS News, Washington.